Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You want here. We launch into the second hour of the program. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Since we're talking about money, Mark, you've got some facts coming up, but I suspect they will not be fun facts about the national debt. That's on the way here.
It's troubling.
This evening. And, you know, Mark, here, the toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about Bitcoin and young people in the United States and their opinions about it. They think that it's ready to replace the old financial system today, a lot of them, 43% in fact, said that. Over 500, approximately 500 people polled between the ages of 18 and 42 earlier this year. But 37% of the young people polled don't trust cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin yet. Although I suspect that means that another 60-some percent do trust cryptocurrency. So that's a good sign, right? Let's get back to Ben. He's in Maine listening to WLOB. And Ben, you called in with the sort of the survivalist objection to cryptocurrency, the idea that if you know, the S hits the fan and the power grid goes down and the Internet goes down, or one or the other, or both, that's going to be real hard to use cryptocurrency in those circumstances. And you're absolutely right. You pretty much have to have – well, you don't actually need an Internet connection to receive cryptocurrency from somebody. As long as the person sending has Internet, you can still receive it into your account without actually having to have an Internet connection. So you can go around with a printed out QR code. I have one in my wallet. I've got a laminated code, and if somebody wants to send me some crypto and I don't have my normal crypto wallet with me, I can just pull that thing out and they can send it there. And then
as long as it's the right currency.
I can go and I can access that the next time I have Internet, which is what I was saying right before we went to the break, is the way the blockchain works, which is the technology of the open public ledger, distributed public ledger that exists in, I think, 10,000 plus locations across the globe that tracks all of the Bitcoin. And we're just talking about Bitcoin right now, which is sort of the first of all of these cryptos. And many of these things are also blockchain based. In fact, almost all of them are that are out there. As soon as the Internet comes back, and you'd better believe that people are going to be working towards getting the Internet back if it ever goes down, as soon as power comes back online, as soon as the Internet comes back, your Bitcoin's still the same place you left it. It hasn't gone anywhere. It doesn't disappear simply because the power goes out or the Internet goes out. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I'm just saying, if you don't have electricity, if you don't have Internet, then you can't use it at that time, you know, whenever.
You don't want to put everything in one basket, right? Like, you want to have some gold and silver, and as you mentioned, ammunition is useful for trading and S hitting the fans.
E-T-O-H.
Alcohol.
Yeah, yes, liquor.
That's another good one, for sure. Because it keeps for quite a long time, and people will value it, especially in a depressing situation where they don't have power or Internet. There will probably be a high demand for alcoholic products at that point.
It's medicinal and psychological, so it's got the value, and you don't need electricity. But no, I think the Bitcoin cryptocurrency is a good idea,
mm-hmm.
and the things that you spoke of just before you let me on about the backups and things, I think that's going toward more, longevity. Guys also talked about what's going on with the Fed repo.
The Fed repo? What are they repoing?
Yeah. That's when the banks go to the Fed at night to get money for the overnight loans.
Right. The repo rate.
Hmm.
This is what the Liberty Advisor...
Thank you for the call, Ben. Appreciate it.
...called in and talked to us about is that the Fed is secretly funding a lot of banks at this point that are having some liquidity problems. And we don't know what that means exactly, but his estimation is this could be the beginning of another recession, even though we may never have a recession again because of the official definition of a recession. You can just inflate the currency through a recession.
Hmm.
And so it never reaches that. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, look, if you're inflating the currency like crazy, it's going to hurt somebody's ability to buy things, right? Like it's going to hurt your standard of living. Okay, fine. But if your standard of living goes down, it's going to feel like a recession.
Oh, yeah. He's just saying that it's difficult to define these things because the people that define them don't want them to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does the government want a recession?
Presumably not.
No, they don't. They'd rather lie to you than have an official recession, right? Even if you're experiencing what a recession is, it's not a recession because we said it's not.
Mm-hmm.
We're just inflating through, and by inflating, I mean the creation of new currency, which doesn't create new wealth, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Wealth is the things that you have in your house, right? You know, wealth is the ability to turn on the tap and get hot water instead of cold.
Sure.
Wealth is the ability to go in your refrigerator, open it up, and have something to eat, especially something you want to eat.
For sure.
That's what wealth is. Wealth is to have your favorite chair to sit in. But money is the way we denominate wealth. And when they create more money, it drives down the value of the money as opposed to the wealth, right?
Correct.
Like there's all the money in the world and then there's all the wealth in the world.
Yeah, go look at Venezuela right now where they're making things out of their dollars. There was a photograph of a woman who had made a very beautiful purse out of the bolivars, their dollars, bolivar.
Yeah, out of the bolivar.
That they have there. They're just so plentiful and they're so worthless that you can just make things out of them. You make them useful in some other way.
Make sandals out of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever. You might as well because they're not particularly useful.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE. According to the story here, 37% of young people don't trust cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. They claim regulation and volatility are some of the concerns. Now, look, volatility does happen with cryptocurrency. There's no doubt about it. It is a free marketplace, and there is no regulation of Bitcoin, which is why it's such a wonderful thing. It's one of the reasons why Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general are fantastic, is because the government cannot touch them. Now, they're going to try their darndest. They're going to go after the exchanges. They're going to go after any kind of centralized house of power within the cryptocurrency world. Anybody that has become so successful in business with cryptocurrency, the government's going to target them. However, that doesn't mean they have to know about you. So if you're out there buying and selling cryptocurrency, you can do it in a way that is done basically completely off the books. And so the government goons don't necessarily know that you're even doing it, unless you tell them about it, in which case, well, you get what you deserve. But if you don't tell them about it and you manage to keep it, you know, your transactions private, you can amass a fairly large amount of wealth for yourself, presuming the price of these things tends to go up without anybody being the wiser. And that's something that scares the governments of the world. They like to know every transaction that you have. They like to know everything that you buy and everywhere that you go and everything that you do. And cryptocurrency gives you the option of opting out of a lot of that stuff. And they don't like that at all.
Nope. They want to collect as much information as they can.
So really what you can do is you can trust cryptocurrency like Bitcoin to do what it says it's going to do. You can't trust that a Bitcoin is going to be worth $10,000 tomorrow, which is about what it was worth today. You can't trust that it's going to be worth more or less. You don't know what the future holds. But you can trust that Bitcoin is cryptographically secure, that when you tell the Bitcoin network to send X amount of Bitcoin to another person, whoever that is, someone halfway across the world in another country, or someone right down your street, or sitting right next to you, when you tell the Bitcoin network to send that value to that other person, you can trust it's going to get there. And that nobody is going to be able to stand in its way.
Right.
No banker, no government goon is going to be able to put a stop to it.
I can send money to somebody in North Korea, and Kim Jong-un,
presuming they have internet.
Right, they have to get internet. Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump can't do anything about it. I don't think Donald Trump would want to do anything about it necessarily, but Kim Jong-un might very well.
Mm-hmm.
I can send money to somebody in Iran, and none of the mullahs over there can do anything about it.
Now, technically, that would be a federal crime to do that, Mark, just to be clear. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just letting you know that if you were to send anything to anyone in Iran or North Korea, there's a good chance, if the government found out, that they could charge you criminally for something like that.
I don't even know where somebody is geographically that I'm sending a transaction to.
Because of sanctions, and it's, those are terrible ideas. But anyway, we got more coming up here. 855-450, free, like freedom.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. 3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about Alpha Male 2.0.
Do you feel stuck in a job or a relationship or both? Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. 2.0 Alpha Males have learned how to break free and how to truly live. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and not have to ask permission or answer to anyone so long as you're not harming anyone? To date whomever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. Living in a free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free already. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack for free. Included are 7 free books and podcasts so that you can start living a truly free life right now. The Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack will show you the exact strategies Caleb and his team use to get better with women and increase their income and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack at freelifeinfo.com. It's freelifeinfo.com.
As we continue here, you can take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about the world of cryptocurrency and specifically people that have concerns about it. According to a study done by the organization Paxful, which is an online trading platform, they found that 37% of young people, millennials and Gen Zers, are not, they're just not trusting Bitcoin. They're very interested. They're very aware of it, but they don't trust it yet. And you know what? That just means you don't have enough information. That you've heard a few things here and there. Maybe you've heard from some of your friends that are into it, that they're into it, but you're too busy. You're running around. You're doing your thing. You got your job. You got your family. You got your responsibilities. And, you know, the last thing you just feel like you have time to do is spend 10 minutes researching what makes cryptocurrency like Bitcoin trustworthy. Now, I explained briefly earlier, you've got cryptographic soundness. You've got the power of decentralization with these thousands of locations all across the planet that are essentially making the Bitcoin system, and there's other cryptos as well, but we're talking about Bitcoin primarily here, that make the Bitcoin system almost impenetrable. And if it were possible to penetrate or to break the Bitcoin system or to hack it, then surely someone would have done so by now. I mean, there's a tremendous financial reward for somebody who would be able to hack this system. And they haven't. It's been more than a decade at this point.
I mean, at this point, China has done some level of outlawing cryptocurrency, as has Russia. These are not organizations that lack for funds, ladies and gentlemen. If they wanted to destroy this technology, excuse me, if they could destroy this technology, there's no doubt that they've already wanted to.
Yeah.
They would have.
It's a threat to them, all of
them. Now, you could presume that the United States government is better at these sorts of things than the Chinese government or the Russian government, and you might be right. But I don't see any reason why the United States doesn't have the desire to destroy cryptocurrencies, too. After all, what the proposal is for cryptocurrencies is to replace, finally, these awful, antiquated ideas of fiat currency. That's money's created by governments. Now, at one point, governments would use money that was sort of, real. You know, the United States government used Spanish pieces of eight. Now, that's not because they were Spanish. It's because they were made of gold, and they were divisible. Pieces of eight meant that they could be broken into
eight.
Yeah, eighths. So, that doesn't happen anymore. Your dollar isn't backed by gold. It's not backed by anything. Oh, the full faith and credit of the United States government. The United States government is $22 trillion in credit. in debt. It has no credit. Anybody who lends money to this organization has to be a fool.
So, Ben, we will be talking more about the U.S. debt coming up here in moments. You've got some not-so-fun facts about it. But first, let's go to Larry. He's on the line in Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How you doing now, Mark and Ian?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I tell you, the Democrats' candidates for president are a barrel of monkeys, Joe Biden is so, he got this one, he's a clown. He's talking about some bad dude named Corn Pop that had pomade in his head and had to have a baby cap on, and he told him to get off the diving board.
I don't. I mean, I heard words coming out of your mouth, but I don't know what corn puff is. I know what pomade is.
It's funny, man. Okay, well, here's what it went like. He was a lifeguard, right, back in New Jersey, and he was lifeguarding Joe Biden.
Joe Biden was a lifeguard? Okay.
Yeah, and he tried to act like he was tough, but I guess it was
back
in the
50s. Let me guess, he was working at the kiddie pool?
Yeah, and he said this one guy named Corn Pop, this was a bad dude, okay?
Corn Pop.
And then he got on the board where he wasn't supposed to be, and he said, hey, get off the diving board, Esther. You remember Fred Safford?
Mm-hmm.
Esther yes. was on Esther, right? But anyway, she used to wear this shower cap, you know. But anyway, he called him Esther, right? So the guy said, I'll meet you out back. And then he acted like he got some chain or something and went out there. There was three guys with shrink razors. He said, you might cut me with that, but I'm going to wrap his chain around your head. But they end up being
friends.
Are we
still talking about Joe Biden here at this point?
Joe Biden, it's out there, man. Listen,
you're saying Joe Biden, let me see if I'm following you here, because it's a bit disjointed for me. You're saying Joe Biden was a lifeguard, and he got into a scrap with three thugs with straight razors in the back alley?
Well, I don't believe it.
It's funny, hey.
It's hard to believe that someone like Joe Biden ever did anything productive in his life. I don't know. It seems unbelievable.
Hey, if anybody votes for him, I don't know what's happening. But
thank you, Larry,
and
for
all the other.
Who are you hoping to vote for?
I'm voting for Donald Trump. Amen. He's our hero.
He's your hero.
Hey, Donald Trump is our champion. You know?
What did he do for you?
He's championing us around the world. He's making the economy get better so I can make money as an artist a lot easier.
Tell that to the farmers.
No.
Tell that to the gun accessory manufacturers.
He's helping the farmers, too. Hey, no pain, no gain, buddy. You got to have a little sacrifice on the end of any kind of thing to make things better.
Yeah, but a sacrifice is something. Wait a minute, Larry. A sacrifice is something. Even if you want to say it's a good thing for you, it's something that the individual should get to choose. You don't get to choose that you or Donald Trump or whoever should not get to decide what I decide, you know, what you want to have me sacrifice.
No.
You want to force me to sacrifice for some sort of greater good? What if I'm not interested?
That's right. We inaugurated him to do that.
Not me.
For that inauguration.
Did you vote?
Not for him.
I voted for Gary
Johnson.
Okay,
then your man lost. When you vote, you buy.
They weren't my man.
Whoa. Now, when I vote, I what?
When you vote, you buy into the system. If your man had a won, you'd have been happy.
Hold on.
The old consent argument.
Where did they write this down?
I've never seen it.
And also, I mean, best I can tell, when you don't vote, you buy into the system, too, because
they'll put a gun to your head just as much.
They've collected taxes from me when I didn't vote, too.
Hey, Larry, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Someone claimed to be Sarah in New Mexico is on the line. I don't know if it's the real one.
I got pomade in my head.
We'll find out here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some of the 2020 presidential candidates are campaigning in Des Moines, Iowa, greeting supporters at the annual Polk County Democrats Steak Fry. The organizers of the event say they will be grilling 10,000 steaks and 1,000 vegan burgers. Now, this all comes after earlier this week at a CNN climate change town hall, many of those same Democratic candidates were lecturing folks about eating less meat. The U.S. signed an agreement on Friday that sends illegal aliens seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico southern border to El Salvador. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We're going to continue to do what this administration has been doing, working with the government of Mexico, working with the Northern Triangle countries to build their capacity to address this as a regional crisis, and we're going to continue to build that wall. Every mile of wall that's built, the agents are safer, they can do their job better, and this country is safer."
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I know, I teased that Sarah in New Mexico was on hold. And normally you're not supposed to say in advance on talk radio. This is one of those rules of talk radios. You don't say in advance that you've got a certain caller coming up because, well, one reason is
they could drop off.
They could drop off the line, and then you look like a total jackball when you do that. In this case, this caller did not drop off the line. But Sarah in New Mexico is particularly noteworthy because for a long time there was only one Sarah in New Mexico who ever called this show. And she disappeared. She used to be a daily caller to Free Talk Live.
But
chronic.
We went off to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and she had a
Fork Fest. And she disappeared after that. And we don't know what happened. So we don't know if this is actually her or if it's another one. Because we did have another, like a second Sarah, who kind of called in several weeks after we'd previously heard from her. Anyway, let's go to the phones. And don't delay this any further here, and we'll find out. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, did you know that there's one pedestrian hit by a car every day in New Mexico?
It's a decent impression.
It's not bad for a man.
The thing is, I really think that poor guy should have all of his expenses paid for by the Dunerman.
Is this Gene, a Christian anarchist?
What gave me away?
The Gunerman word.
The Gunerman word.
Otherwise, I would not have known. If you had not have said Gunerman, I would have had no idea.
I mean, of all the people that call in here and try to fake their voices, here, looking at you, pal. And that was pretty good.
That was a really good impression. Yeah. I really hope she's all right.
I hope so, too. But I really called about man ball, and we're not talking about...
Whoa, I don't know if we can talk about that on the air.
What is man ball?
We're not talking about a porn site here. Man ball. Dr. Michael Mann is the guy who came up with that hockey stick chart that showed how the globe was warming up and we're all going to die.
Okay.
Well, there was another climate scientist, and his name is Ball, and let's see, I forgot his last name. I forget his first name. But anyway, this Ball guy is a climatologist who thinks that Michael Mann is a fraud. And so what he did was he put out a release that he said this all this Michael Mann data is fraudulent, and this guy is basically full of it. And so Michael Mann tried to sue this Ball guy in the BC Supreme Court, British Columbia. And they, just a few days, a week or so ago, ruled that the case was without merit, that he had no business trying to sue this guy. He did not present any evidence to support his hockey stick chart. And, of course, the other guy has another chart that he drew up using the U.S., whatever kind of data that he can find that supposedly is published data about temperature going back 1,000 years. And his chart looks substantially different than Mann's chart. And the court stated that he has no business, that he can't sue Ball, that he doesn't have a claim, and he awarded court costs to Ball. So Mann has to pay Ball's court costs.
This is something that I've always wanted to see happen, is that we have
people suing each other?
Well, we have dispute resolution organizations that exist, right? We call them courts. And if I am out here producing a pollutant known as carbon dioxide, as you know, the mainstream media would have you believe that this is the biggest problem in climate change, by the way, look up methane. But you know, if there's a problem, I mean, we have organizations that produce methane. Go to the dairy farmers, right? Why doesn't somebody sue a dairy farm over methane production, and we can just find out? Because that's how we solve problems. We don't just go and say, all right, well, you know, here's what we believe, and there's other people on the other side. I'm not an expert. I can't sift through this stuff and determine what's true and what's not true. Is the globe warming? Seems like it. I mean, you know, there's people going through the Northwest Passage, and I've heard from some friends in Florida that their docks that they've had for 50 years are lower in the water than they were. But, you know, that's still all hearsay. I've never seen a boat go through the Northwest Passage.
Well, I think boats have gone through the Northwest Passage. I don't know. I haven't researched it, but you know, I've researched some of this other stuff about global warming and found it to be absolutely nonsense. Like, for instance, I just came back from Venice, and the Venice has the flooding, the famous flooding that they've had for 500 years, called the Aqua Alta, and the Aqua Alta is a
tall water.
Yeah, and it's an event that's been recorded for over 500 years. They know the level of the worst floods. And the worst flood that Venice has currently, or within the last 50 years or so, was 1963. The Aqua Alta of 1963 was their highest flood in 150, 200 years. But there was another flood 500 years ago, or 450 years ago, that reached the same level as the 63 flood. So to claim that the oceans are rising, yeah, maybe those guys' docks are sinking into the silt or something, you know.
Yeah, sure, that happens.
Sure, you know, docks do sink. But I don't believe the oceans are rising at all. And certainly Obama doesn't believe it, or he wouldn't have bought that beachfront property that he paid $12 million for, or whatever it is. He just bought a big, big expensive beachfront property. Mm-hmm. If he believes that the oceans are rising, he's a fool for buying that.
Great point.
Yeah, anybody who's buying oceanfront property right now would be a fool if that was the case.
As John Stossel has pointed out, there's like some special federal government program that provides special insurance to rich people who buy beachfront property. So he's kind of covered.
Well, but, you know, none of these guys believe what they're spouting.
No, right. It's just politics.
They're brainwashing the masses so that the masses will jump on whatever this bandwagon is so that they can be controlled. It's all control mechanisms. It's ancient. They've always used these the things to rally around to get the everybody on one page so that they can sneak something off over here. It's a shell game.
So
they make you look over here to the right, and then they mess you up over here on the left, and then you don't see it. And that's all climate change is, or this climate nonsense.
Yeah, it's just a way for these politicians to get attention for themselves, to act like they're doing you, you know, in the earth a favor and curry people's votes in their favor so they can then get power and use their power to reward their friends and punish their enemies. It is the same old story, Gene, you're right.
Well, it's not like the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration absolutely believes it and has a story up here that the oceans are rising and have risen 2.6%.
Well, they need to get a bigger budget. I mean,
inches.
It's important for them to get more funding.
They do believe it, but they're full of it. And I just wanted to say one more thing. Mm-hmm. A year or so ago, I called you and told you that I had worked out a spreadsheet myself that shows how much CO2 would be added to the atmosphere if we instantly burned up all the known reserves for the next 50 years of carbon fuels. So I took that, put it into a spreadsheet, ran the numbers, and it came out with a very small, insignificant increase in CO2 in the atmosphere. Then, because nobody's going to believe Gene the Christian Anarchist, because, you know, I'm just an anarchist that sits out here and, you know, tries to stir up crap. So I gave it to a college professor friend of mine in Nevada at the UNR, and I met up with him when I was in Reno a week ago. And he just mentioned, because I asked him to please look at that last year, the year before when I saw him, I said, please look at that if you get a chance and see whether or not any of my stuff there is flawed, any of my data is flawed. And he told me when we had dinner last week that he looked through it and he said, all the data looks right. It doesn't look like there's any major errors. He said the only thing that he could see is whether the estimates on the 50-year fossil reserves is correct. And, of course, nobody really knows how much reserves we have for 50 years. But the point is, I took all the fossil fuels that the Earth contains known to man, burned it up in a second, and through those, I used the calculations to figure out how much CO2 that produces. And it doesn't produce very much. I'll even put the link in the Discord.
Very cool, Gene. Thanks for the effort. Appreciate hearing from you. And good call tonight. And the Discord that he refers to is over at discord.lrn.fm. He's in there, I think, almost every night. You can chat with Gene and a bunch of other Free Talk Live listeners for free over at discord.lrn.fm. And use our brand new cryptocurrency tip bot in there. I might be doing what they call an airdrop coming up here in moments.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
The live Saturday edition of the program. Coming up, some facts about the national debt, Mark, that you wanted to share with us. We've still got that on the way here tonight. And, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got various different features on the site, including an email list. You can sign up and receive. We almost never send more than one per week. It's usually a weekly email, unless there's some sort of super urgent thing. It's going to be one email per week that will just kind of give you the latest on what's going on with Free Talk Live. So we do want to welcome, by the way, our newest affiliate in New Mexico, Las Cruces, New Mexico, which is actually a place where we were on previously. What happened was the company that had us on changed the format of the station that we were on and then put us on to a different station that they own where they changed the format to talk radio. So they did some shuffling, and so now we're on KOBE, which is actually some pretty long-running call letters there in Las Cruces. It actually used to be a talk station in the past. They then switched to, like, Spanish music for some amount of time, and now they're back to talk. So we're on both AM and the FM dial there in Las Cruces. So I want to welcome our new listeners to KOBE.
K-O-B-E?
K-O-B-E.
KOBE.
Okay. Yeah, KOBE.
Or KOBE.
So, who knows how they pronounce it in New Mexico, but if you want to call in, join the show, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
How come all these atheist activists who want to remove, religion from the public sphere don't go after Las Cruces, New Mexico?
The crosses?
For being called Las Cruces as opposed to, let's change
that
the name.
The crosses?
Yeah, of course it does.
Okay, that's what I thought. So if you want to help us out with that, then please, or you want to follow along with what's going on with Free Talk Live, join our email list. You can go to freetalklive.com, and if you're doing it during our live show, there's like a player that pops up during the live show. Just click through that, go to the main page on the site, and you'll find our email sign-up list there. over at freetalklive.com. Appreciate that. Let's go to, speaking of New Mexico, David is listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, I'm in Buque, but in Cruces, they pronounce K-O-B-E. They pronounce it K-O-B-E.
Oh.
That's how they do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Ain't no Kobe. It's K-O-B-E.
Very good. Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah. And first of all, I have to say, I grew up in Minnesota just like Gene the Christian Anarchist did, too. And I grew up in a Christian extended family. And it wouldn't have flown very well if I had mocked somebody with a disability on the radio. I would have been not considered a Christian thing to do.
What happened? Who did he mock? I missed that.
Sarah.
Oh, you're making fun of Sarah, our previous caller. What are you saying her disability is?
Well, she's got mental illness to the point where she can't. If you gave her a job, you would fire her several hours later, and then so would the next employer. And the
that's
next
what she
employer,
claims.
And the next...
I don't know if I believe it.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, not what I called about. It just hit me in the face when I was waiting on hold.
Go ahead, sir.
I find it interesting this KUNM thing, the public radio station that banned me. The news director. Well, first of all, I had told you about years
first
ago.
First of all.
Yeah, excuse me for not being a professional radio announcer.
You don't have to be a professional. Here's what you do: you make a note, and you make some points on a piece of paper about what you definitely want to cover, and stick to it.
Yeah. You know what? Have you ever heard anybody read on the airwaves when they look down and they read?
It's generally
and non-professional
bad.
Reads on, huh?
It's generally bad.
It's generally bad. So anyway, I'll just...
Yeah, we're not talking about writing down everything that you want to say. It's called a bullet point. You write down a few words, and then you can riff off of that bullet point. You can say the things that you had intended to say. That way you can be organized in your thoughts. That way you can get to the point. So try it next time. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We were talking about millennials and some of their confusion, and also Gen Z and, let's be honest, a lot of people, older generations as well, confusion surrounding cryptocurrencies. 14%, according to the survey conducted by Paxful and an organization known as OnePoll of 500 millennials and Gen Zers, 14% of them responded citing a, quote, lack of understanding as their main reason for not getting involved with crypto. So if that's your reason, is that you just don't quite get it, go ahead and carve out, 15 minutes of your time.
Yeah, go to bitcoin.com, and they have a Getting Started section. They have some videos there that are very simple to understand. If you need more, YouTube has them.
More. Yeah, plenty
there's
more.
Lots and lots of resources for understanding what
some good
cryptocurrency
videos.
Is.
Yeah, there's some good videos out there that don't run any longer than 2 minutes that'll give you a good basic overview of what makes cryptocurrency like Bitcoin special. And what makes it useful, and that it does what it says it's going to do. In an interview with Decrypt...
By the way, if you want to know why you should use cryptocurrency, the best advice I can give you is saveatpurse.com. If you go saveatpurse.com and just go there, you'll and watch their video, you'll see that you can save 20 to 30% on things that you buy at Amazon every day. And if you'd like to save...
No joke. Real deal.
Yeah. Things that you buy every day at Amazon. 20 to 30%.
I do it all the time.
Everything, pretty much, almost everything at Amazon.
I don't endorse a whole lot of things, but I would absolutely endorse that.
Right.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, if you want a raise of 20 to 30% in your spending, there you go.
It's a no-brainer. I'm trying to think of the most recent few things I've ordered there. I mean, I've literally ordered hundreds of items over the last 3 years. I think we've been doing saveatpurse.com for more than 3 years at this point. It's been a while. Very, very effective site. And they take both Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash. In an interview with Decrypt, Paxful CEO Ray Youssef said he believes many young people are not necessarily looking for the same sort of lending or investment services like their parents. Rather, they're attracted simply to easier ways of sending, receiving, and storing funds. Cryptocurrency, he said, can offer these services better than standard financial institutions, though he believes cryptocurrencies are still difficult to utilize and therefore difficult to understand. Now, I think that to some extent is true. You know, there is still a learning curve when you get into cryptocurrency. However, it's not anywhere near what it was a decade ago. I mean, if you tried to get into cryptocurrency a decade ago, you'd have been futzing around with confusing full node software that...
You did. I mean, you figured all this stuff out almost a decade ago.
I was a little more late to the game than that, but, you know, I wasn't too long afterwards. Anyway, it is a little confusing.
2011.
I don't think I got into it probably till like 2012 or late 2011 or something. But
2011. Yeah. Late 2011 is 2011.
So anyway, the point here is that it is easier now than it has ever been. For instance, Edge Wallet is a great wallet. There's a ton of wallets out there. They're all free. You can download any of them and try different ones out and see which ones you like the best. But I like Edge Wallet. Mark, I think you're into Edge Wallet.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
But username and password. And then you're into your cryptocurrency wallet. You can have different wallets within that, Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and, like, I don't know, a couple dozen other options. And, you know, it's not that confusing. It's not that hard to do. If anything, one of the major confusions that I see happen with first-time wallet installers, because I actually do this here in Keene, New Hampshire. I help newbies get into cryptocurrency and install their first crypto wallet, which, of course, I recommend Edge. And usually the biggest mistake they make is they'll send me a Bitcoin BTC address when I've asked them for a Bitcoin Cash address and a Dash address. So I'm giving away Bitcoin Cash and Dash in the Keene, New Hampshire area to people who are new to cryptocurrency. It's like a local radio giveaway that I'm doing here. And that's the most common error. I would say about half the people make that error. And that's because of the confusion between Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. They see the word Bitcoin, they figure it's all the same.
It's all the same.
But they're different. And so this is part of that learning curve of, you know, people, you know, got to learn the basics. Let's go to Jack in Cheswold, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, Jack.
Yeah, hello, fellas. My name is Jack. Pronouns he, him, ho, how, he, him, ha, ha, he, ho, he, ha, ha, he, I, ho.
That's great stuff, Jack. Okay, what's next? That was all you had? Man, how disappointing. Thanks for the call. It was a good start.
Yep.
You should have written something else. 855 450 free like freedom. Coming up, some statistics or facts, information that you might find interesting, maybe outraging, about the national debt. Mark, you're going to share those with us coming up here. And, of course, your calls and thoughts also about cryptocurrency. If you want, got actually an email with a question about Bitcoin. And we can talk about all those things or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Hour number three is next. 855 450 free like freedom. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.